Associates, Glavin Ford, Lumont Hotel, and Manhattan Broadcasting.
Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Lyle Butler, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, at least for a little while longer here, before he retires in the coming year. We continue to talk about shopping local here, and this is a busy weekend. We were talking before the show, Lyle, that this is actually Saturday, the busiest shopping day dollar-wise, right?
Dollar-wise, yeah. You know, we a lot of times, Brandon, we have talked about over the years, and it's still a big day, but the day after Thanksgiving or Black Friday, and if you go back many years ago, that used to be the largest single day of shopping, but really it's transferred to the Saturday before Christmas. Whatever the Saturday before Christmas has now across the country has traditionally become the largest shopping day of the year. It's just simply there's people all of a sudden, I think, get panicked like me. And Dave sometimes in the past hasn't had his Christmas shopping done, so everybody's out doing it. But on Saturday, that's traditionally now across the country, it's the busiest day. People are getting out, getting those last-minute gift items that they want to get, that realize that, wow, I got to get it. Sometimes people justify and think, well, there'll be a lot of good sales on Saturday or whatever, but over time, over many years, it has shifted to that. So we hope to see a lot of great people out. We hope people will stay in our community, the greater Manhattan area, and do their shopping. We're a little late getting on the air this year because one of the things we like to talk about too is that because of course Amazon and some of those are big, huge. People go there. It's easy, convenient. We get it. But, you know, one of the things that we've suggested people do, and some of it's for actually safety and security, but if they want to order something from some of the big box chains, they can do that online, and then they can have it shipped to the store, and then they can pick it up in the store. And I can share with you, in this day and age, it's very sad, but and it's happened here in Manhattan too many times, is that packages get delivered to your front door, and then there's somebody that comes by because you're not home for whatever reason, you're at work or you've stepped out for a while, and somebody comes along and takes that package off your front door. It happened in my neighborhood earlier this year. And so I think, again, a lot of things that you can do now is, again, most all the national big box stores, you can buy it online and have it shipped to the store, and then you can go right there. And that still helps our local economy if we do that rather than shipping it direct to your door. And the chances of it being stolen off of your front porch are completely eliminated. And I think those are the kinds of things we like to encourage people to do. And, yeah, we know people are going to buy on the Internet and, like I said, go to some of the Amazons of the world and buy things. But we really try to focus on that shop local because it helps our local governments because sales tax revenue is collected. It also keeps people employed. We have several thousand people here in the Manhattan area that are employed in retail stores of all sizes, local, the regional chains, the national chains. And the more business that can stay in our market or come to our market, the better that we're, it's just the best for all of us. So we really encourage shop local and also take advantage of the locally owned stores that we have. Manhattan, one of the things that I'm very proud of as a chamber president here is that in restaurants and local retailers, we have a lot of locally owned restaurants, locally owned retailers, and for a community this size, we have lots of people that come to town or move to town, and they go, gosh, Lyle, this is a great community. You've got so many locally owned restaurants, and you've got so many locally owned retailers or services in the community. And people really appreciate that. And they appreciate the mix also of having the national chain restaurants and the national big box stores. But they also really like those small locally owned stores that can provide some unique services or unique items and unique food.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I've seen quite a few of those. Great. Here. We do have a caller on the line. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wanting to congratulate you in your career for buying Butler Corner out there at 177 in the interstate, beating an old dead horse. I wish we'd even put a steak body truck out there with several 3-inch PVC poles up in the air and tie a bed sheet across it, spray paint the word town and an arrow. So those people, the economic engine going down the interstate, would know that we're even here, whether the kids want to go to the bathroom or they need lunch, or like we've had with the highway shut down for ice, with the motels, the hotels, the opportunity for safety and security to find an area of opportunity here in this town. But thank you so much for all your efforts.
Sure. Thank you for the call. Brandon, you probably may know this. Some of your listeners do, is that the chamber actually does own a piece of ground out at Interstate 70 and 177. It would be the northwest corner, about 7 acres. And we bought it, oh gosh, it's probably been 10 years ago now, and we had hoped to have a regional visitor center located up there. And so the gentleman that called, he is correct, and the fact is that what we had hoped is if you had a regional visitor center up there, people would, well, number one, it would have restrooms, and but once people got inside the visitor center, they would see all the great attractions that are not just in Manhattan, but are in Junction City and Wamego, Council Grove. I mean, there's so many unique things in this region for people to see and participate in. And I know you haven't been here that long, Brandon, but there's some great things that all of us in this region are very proud of. And so we had hoped to do that. And we still own the property, and we still haven't given up. But the complication of that site is there's no water there. There's no city water services. And a lot of people, the people that have been here for a long time in Manhattan, will say to me, well, gosh, Lyle, there used to be, a couple of restaurants at that location going back many, many, many years ago, and a gas station. Well, how did they get water? Well, they had water trucked in and dumped into a tank, being the state of Kansas, doesn't allow us to do that anymore. So we have tried to work to get some grants. We've had some engineering studies done to put water at that site, and it can be done. It's just very, 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 very expensive. And again, going back many years ago, there was some federal grants that were available to do those kinds of things in different parts of the country. And unfortunately, we were, as I said, a dollar short, a dollar late. And the fact is that a lot of those federal grant programs dried up. So don't know what the future of that is. What we do is our Convention and Visitors Bureau does have some billboards up on Interstate 70, and we try to direct people to exit 313 so that people know that this is a good place. And the other good news is that, again, some of the old-timers in the community can remember that coming into Manhattan, whether you came in on K-18 or you came in on 177, they were just two-lane roads, and in some cases no shoulders, and you really looked like you were going nowhere. Well, at least we've got four lanes coming into town from two different directions, which has greatly improved that. So it's a good question by the caller. We haven't given up. We can't just put a sign up on that property either, because there are state and federal regulations on signage. So as much as we might like to put a sheet up there or whatever and talk about steering people to Manhattan, we can't quite do that.
Yeah, complications there. Let's we got another caller here.
And we're continuing on the theme, from what I understand, on the visitor center.
All right.
Go ahead, caller. You're on K-Man.
Yeah, I every time I go to Kansas City and drive, I'm hit by those three or four big billboards for Jayhawks, and every time I drive back to Manhattan, especially in the evening, I see this hill up there that you turn off on, and I think, man, wouldn't it be really neat to see a big power cat lit up there, or something that would give us the same sense of presence that those four big billboards that you see when you go into Kansas City for Jayhawks, but, you know, just something that signifies something about the university and the Wildcat, you know. But you said there's sign regulations. I don't know what they are, but that's just seems like a great hilltop presence to point the way to the university and the Wildcat. I'll leave it at that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not a graduate of either university. My wife's a graduate of K-State, and she hates to go on that track on I-70 and see all the Jayhawk signs there. You know, we really, I mean, that was the idea behind the visitor center, was to be able to, it probably wouldn't have necessarily a big Jayhawk, I mean, a big Wildcat or any kind of stuff. And there are sign regulations on federal highways, and so we just can't do whatever we want to do at that location. And there may be something in the future that we can do. I know that we have worked along with the city of Manhattan and others to try to get actual highway signs. So as you come into that 313 exit, you'll notice a number of signs that promote Tuttle Creek, that promote the Discovery Center, National Bio and Agri Defense Facility, Kansas State University. It doesn't have logos on it or on the signs, because those are official state highway signs, but we have pushed and have the maximum amount of signs that the state of Kansas will allow us to have right as we turn on to exit 313, and the same way coming up from to exit 303 if you're coming from the west towards that, to talk about some of the attractions that we do have. And again, they have all their regulations of what you can promote and what you can't promote. So we are at the maximum level that we have done. But we continue to put our billboards up that the Convention and Visitors Bureau do, and I think we've got 7 or 8 of them on the interstate. We understand that. There's a lot of people going. The other thing that's really changed since we started talking about the visitor center is your mobile phone that you have, that phone, and there's so many apps now that people can pull up about what's going on as they're traveling down the highway. And so even our billboards feature the website so that people can visit Manhattan.org, so they can go there and see all the great things that we have in the community and in this area. And if people do get into town at actually our chamber offices at 501 Points Avenue, again, you can go online and get all your information 24/7. But when we're open, we've got all kinds of brochures and maps at our office that are free to people to come in. So we promote Abilene, Junction City, Wamego, Council Grove, the whole region as far as the attractions that we have. We're very fortunate, and we live in a great place, and with the Discovery Center Museum and a whole host of other things that people can do.
And one thing I've noticed here, just living and coming up up and down 177, is it's kind of dark there at nighttime. Maybe, I don't know if this is something that's ever been discussed here, but what about adding lighting, maybe even along 177 going towards Manhattan, so that you actually see like a stream of lights? I mean, that'd probably be complicated. But.
I don't know the regulations and rules on that, Brandon, but. And then some people fight against that because then they like that, you know, the darkness out there. The one thing that is really neat on 177 is the overlook. As you're coming into Manhattan, it's over on the west side of 177, you get some phenomenal views. And I don't think there's a time that I have not driven by there. Of course, there's no lighting there, but at the daytime, that there aren't cars there, people taking pictures. It's a beautiful, beautiful view of Manhattan and the Flint Hills, and it's just a great attraction piece in and of itself.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with more here on In Focus. Lyle Butler joining us here today on News Radio KMAN.